That's the record of the first preaching tour. And you notice, it's not just talking. Driving out spirits, healing the sick. There's more to it than just talking. And it always has to be. If this stuff is so true, we ought to see it. The Son of God died for us, set us free from sin, but also from the domination of Satan. And we ought to see it and feel it and know it. And that's why this text in Mark is important. And in his very laconic way of saying it, Matthew has a long discourse, which is also very important. Now, see, there's only 13 chapters in the letter to the Hebrews, and we're up to chapter 12. So now he's trying to wrap up. I remember somebody, when I lived in Jerusalem, somebody, a friend, wrote to me. And she was the superior of the Contemplative Sisters of Sion in Jerusalem. She said, is there any mention of the Eucharist in the letter to the Hebrews? And I thought immediately of this passage. You see, you have not approached that which could be touched. I think there's a misprint there. Could not be touched. And a blazing fire and gloomy darkness, and a storm and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words such that those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them. That's Sinai. That's fire, thunder, lightning. Why? So that people would get the idea, this is really God's word. Would help us once in a while. But, you see, so fearful was the spectacle that Moses said, I'm terrified and trembling. You'll find all that in the book of Exodus. No. You have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You've already approached it. And this is where the Eucharist, when I rose back to that friend, I said to her, look at that text in Hebrews 12. You've come to Mount Zion. You've come to the city of the living God. Countless angels in festal gathering right here. And the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven. And God, the judge of all. And the spirits of the just made perfect. And Jesus, mediator of a new covenant. And the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. That's what we have here. That's what this is. This is the new Mount Sinai. See, it's not Sinai anymore. In a way, it's Zion, the city. It's Christ. There is a fire from Sinai, which is very precious. It's the fire of Revelation. There's an old Jewish tradition about that. I think I've mentioned it before. I know. There's this thing called haritza, a string of pearls. I told you about that before. Some people heard it before. Well, you're going to hear it again? The rabbis would get together just lachros, to string pearls. What they meant, the Bible's got the law, the prophets, and the writings, right? By the way, if you want to look this up, you look at Luke 24. In Luke 24, there are two appearances of Jesus after the resurrection. And in both of them, he's stringing pearls. Just look at the text closely. You'll see it. So that you'd take a text from the Torah, and then you'd find one that illumines it, rhymes with it in the Nevi'im, and then you'd find one in the Ketuvim, in the writings, and then you'd go back, you see. And as you kept that up, one of these days I'm going to read the account. It's in the Jerusalem Talmud, Yerushalmi. So the story goes that these two rabbis went to celebrate at a circumcision. And so everybody was singing and dancing, and they put the two old rabbis in another room. And one said to the other, Eliyahu, I think his name was, said, look what a wonderful time they're having. Isn't that wonderful? They're singing, they're clapping, they're dancing, they're... Why don't we have a good time? Why don't we string pearls? So they began, from the law to the prophets to the writings, from the law to the prophets to the writings. Pretty soon the whole room was filled with fire. And so the owners said, you're going to burn down my house. And they said, the old man said, no. This is the fire of Sinai. It will enlighten you. It will purify you. It will delight you, but it will never harm you. Now you see, the fire of Sinai is here. It's here in this word, of course, but the glowing fire of Sinai, which delights, purifies, rejoices, that's the body and blood of Christ. And so that's what we receive. You see, we receive the spirits of the just made perfect and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel, his own blood, which speaks to the Father for all eternity, poured out, and it speaks to the Father. And that's why we're saved. So, this is a beautiful text. I'm so glad that that sister asked me that question, because I said, well, where is the Eucharist in Hebrews? As I was praying, I said, it's right here. You've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the spirits of the just made perfect.